with all that technology and we're still doing it the old-fashioned way.
Hey, it works, right?
The countdown part. I'm probably going to cut the count part, and so then people will only hear me talk about the old-fashioned way.
Ah, so, yes, the old-fashioned way. That could be so very ominous.
It could be, yeah, or good. I don't know. Did they change how they made butter? I think it's the same.
No, I'm sure there's lots of chemicals in there now.
Okay, you're bringing us down. So, I heard you wrote a book, or writing a book.
I'm writing a book, actually, yeah. So, it's difficult to write a book when you don't know if anybody's going to buy it. So this is sort of a crowdfunding idea where I've got all the images. I mean, I might have to take some filler product shots and stuff like that to fill it all out. And if anybody's followed me on social media, you know I write like an entire page of text associated with every image. So, I mean, that's book material right there. What right. if it was wrapped into a cohesive 352-page hardcover tomb of knowledge kind of follows a nice narrative that's easy to flow through about all things macro photography. Alan, would that be of interest to you?
That's the old-fashioned way, putting it into a book.
Exactly. See, the old-fashioned way can be a good thing. An ebook too. I've got that as an option.
A book and an ebook. And what's the name of your book coming out?
It is Macro Photography, The Universe at Our Feet. And honestly, most of the images in this book are literally taken in my backyard. It can be magical, just, you know, 2 feet from your back door.
Okay. And so if you're listening to this and still don't know who I'm talking to, that's on you. You should know who Don Komarechka is. but it's pretty informal in the opening here of the show. So basically you're crowdfunding, you're pre-selling in order to fund this thing. Where can people go to find more information about how to why should they pre-purchase this? What's the benefit for them?
Well, number one, it's cheaper for you because the retail price, depending on if I hit stretch goals and stuff to make the higher paper quality and maybe even a bigger book, it's going to be priced between $60 and $80 Canadian. But you can get in at the $48 Canadian price point right now, which will save you quite a bit on the MSRP when it's out later. But more than that, if you don't support me now, then the book might not actually happen. Although it's looking quite likely that it will. I'm less than a day in and it's already 2/3 funded.
Wow.
But when I know, I'm thrilled. I'm shocked. I didn't expect it to happen so quickly, which means that then the contributions will go towards the stretch goals, which will improve the quality of the book. I'll add videos to every chapter to help the learning process along and just make an all-around better product for everybody because you pitch in now.
So by the time people are hearing this on Monday morning, because we're recording this Friday evening, it comes out Monday morning in Germany time. It may already be funded, so you best hurry.
Well, I mean, you can still get in. The campaign runs for 45 days, so you can get in at any point over that time period. And once we are in the overfunded level, which is that the bare bones basic funding level is what I set this to, which seems like a big number at $30,000. But when you factor in the logistics, the actual printing cost, which is huge, then that number, I'll probably actually have to pay more than that in order to produce this book. So that's just in order to make sure that the return on the investment is there. But if I can double that, your book will be so much better for everybody along the way.
Do it. Now, where can people go to find this crowdfunding?
All right. Well, you can probably, the show notes at Two Hosers Photo Show will be what you're looking for. But doncom.ca, donkom.ca. Or if you just type in, my name and Kickstarter, or you look me up anywhere on social media, it will be hard to miss.
All right. And I will post that on the show notes. And if with your permission, I'll post the copy of the photo you sent me of the book.
Oh, please do.
We'll do that and go check it out. All right. That's it, Don. That's the opening.
All right. Lederhosen.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was about to say Lederhosen. I'm not even joking. Wow. That is not scripted. I'm going to walk. Take your walk off win. That was awesome. Hello and welcome to episode 439 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Oh, the Fiver. What's going on, Adam?
Oh, I read why they call Toronto the Six.
Is it because of the area code?
Yeah, but it's the... like. I mean, I grew up in Toronto. The main area code was 416, so he just named it after the six. But there's also 905, so it's pretty much split in area code. So interesting that if we call it the five, there is some confusion there.
There's not confusion because I don't really care about Toronto.
Okay. Hey, but P.S., Raptors won the first game in the NBA Finals last night. That is awesome. I was so excited.
That is pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you know that I had season tickets for the Raptors for like the first 5 years of their existence? 95.
Did you really?
95 to 99. We had, well, they were, to be clear, we didn't pay for them. They were gifted from my uncle who lived in Montreal and played professional basketball and decided that, you know, he wanted to have season tickets just in the off chance he made the trip from Toronto to, or sorry, from Montreal to Toronto. He went to the very first game of the very first year and the rest of the season tickets were ours.
Really?
Ask me how good the seats were.
How good were the seats?
15 rows up from the floor, center court.
That's good. That's not Jack Nicholson good, but that's good.
In the mid-90s, I don't know what the price would be now. In the finals, the prices in Toronto are going for off the chart. It's a big story, like thousands of dollars. In the mid-90s, well, till the late 90s, the prices stayed the same. Those tickets were $300 a pop back then.
Wow.
Yeah. And you couldn't, the funny thing was when the Raptors first started, because they weren't good, it took till Vince Carter came into the league before people cared or were interested. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't trade those for
insanity.
Exactly. You couldn't trade those Raptors tickets for cheap Leaf tickets. Like that was,
so wait a second. So $300 a pop, meaning times two, $600 a game.
Yep.
They play like what? 40 games a year?
42. I'm not sure. I think it's an 80 game or 82, something like that.
Whatever. So he's dropping $24,000 a season.
Yep. But so this was a dividend out of a business. And so like, you know, business people like
I don't evidently.
Okay. Well, they get stuff like this as perks from, you know, part of a business that he was invested in. Yeah. So, so this was just, again, this is a nice thing, but we had them, all of them. I would usually go 10, 12 games a year. My parents would go to 10 games a year, my brother, and then we'd usually give 10 games away. Like that's kind of how it worked.
I've been to 1/2, I can't remember, that's how impressive it was, Grizzlies games. When the Grizzlies, the same year that the Raptors came in, the Grizzlies came in.
Yep.
And it was boring.
The Raptors were much better than the Grizzlies were, much faster. It helped to get Vince Carter. When Vince Carter came, it was like, it was totally a
Bryant game changer. Reeves, not as flashy.
No. Oh, speaking of Bryant Reeves, documentary someone just made. Have you heard about it?
No.
2018 documentary that's free online called Finding Big Country. Because he kind of disappeared after basketball. I was watching some of it yesterday. Really good. Won some awards at the Vancouver Film Festival. So we're going on tangents here. But anyways, Raptors won game one. I had the most ridiculous seats that were free for a number of years. And I went to the first ever game the Raptors played at the Air Canada Center. It's called something different now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But have a commemorative ticket from that.
Oh, my goodness. Just when I thought I couldn't be any more bored.
Yeah, I came up with the, you know, here what? I'm going to take a picture of the commemorative ticket.
Yeah, just keep it. Though.
You know what? I'm looking at the commemorative ticket right now. It's a hologram.
Oh, it's getting worse. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still basketball, though. I honestly hate basketball.
Okay. All right. Well, let's disagree.
Not about me. It's not about me, but they play music during the game, which I didn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't play music during the game. If you have to play music during the game, it's not that good. It's not cool.
Where do you think you can get your Raptors memorabilia?
Where can you get it?
Yeah.
I don't know, they must sell Raptors jerseys on Amazon.
Oh, probably Raptors clocks and Raptors hoodies.
I changed my mind. I like basketball now. Now that you say it that way.
Buy Raptors stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they named their team after a Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah, the Vancouver Schindler's List, did I say the F word?
Already taken. Yeah, already taken.
Yeah. It didn't.
No.
That was a non-starter, that joke. Okay, and I'm not sure if I actually said the F word or not, so I'm not going to... Do I bleep it or don't I?
To prove that I'm staring at the Toronto Raptors opening game commemorative ticket...
There's more.
Sunday, February 21st, 1999, 3 p.m. against... Who do you think they played in that game?
What do you mean February? They started in February?
No, this was the opening game at the Air Canada Center. So when they moved from the Sky Dome, and they originally started there in the Sky Dome.
Bulls.
Nope, the Vancouver Grizzlies. Canada for that game.
That must have been awesome.
There you go. Yeah.
Big country. Great day in February. I was just to go before we go on the show, obviously, because we're way off on a tangent. So back during the days of the Grizzlies, when the Grizzlies were playing at it was called GM Place back then, and something else now. Rogers now, I think.
Yeah, Rogers Arena now.
So the Canucks played there. The Grizzlies played there. So I had a friend of mine. Her dad had the box seats for a bunch of stuff. I don't know. I don't know if he had what, but he had them for the Canucks. That's all I know. And so she invited me to a game. We went and sat in one of the swank private boxes. Mm-hmm. And so you have like the box in behind where you can kind of hang out and eat overpriced sushi, and then kind of go out. You can go out, sit out and. And the boxes are in between the first and the second level, right?
Right, yep.
So we're sitting out there, and there's a whole bunch. He shares the box with a bunch of work people and stuff. And so her and I are sitting there, and then the guy next to me, who I do not know, he was an older guy then. Old guy, this is like 20 years ago, so he was probably like 38, and I thought he was old. And anyway, he says to me, he's like, hey, man, hey, do you know much about basketball? And I was like, no, I really don't. And he says, well, and then he points to a guy. There's like a divider between us and the next box, but it's really not. It's like 8 feet away, right? Like the guy. This guy is sitting 8 feet away. There's a guy sitting there, and he points at him, and he says, "Is that Michael Jordan?" And I look over, and it was indeed Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like sitting about, 8 feet away from me. There was a small cement wall between him and I. And I said, do I know about basketball? Like, have you been outside? Like, Michael, this is the height of Michael Jordan being Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's Michael Jordan. And sure enough, I started throwing popcorn at him because I don't know, what else do you do?
Right.
No, and so I was like, holy cow.
They're probably in town to play the next game or whatever.
Yeah, the Bulls are playing the Grizzlies the next night. But he's at the game, but he's sitting out front. And then I guess somebody down in the lower bowl had spotted him. And then word quickly spread. So you could physically see this happen. This happened after he pointed him out to me. And word started spreading around the stadium that Michael Jordan was here watching the game.
Right.
And so slowly, like the wave, everybody turned around and was just staring at Jordan. The game was going on, and for like 10 minutes, the entire stadium was just turned around staring at this guy. And I felt terrible. Like, I felt bad for him. Like, so eventually he walked in the back. He's like, I can't, this is weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. People just binoculars. It was crazy.
This is not a Jordan story because my biggest regret of all the basketball games that I went to is I never got to see Jordan, mostly because I was going to school about 2.5 hours away. And so depending on when the games against the Bulls were, it just never quite worked out for me. So big regret. But in the games that I went to, which were many, especially the ones in the Sky Dome, which was the greatest situation ever. The Sky Dome wasn't built for basketball, obviously. It's way too huge. And so they would push temporary bleachers. So they'd have the Sky Dome sort of like first baseline seats for baseball on one side of the court. And then the basically temporary bleachers went up, like, let's say 50 rows, pushed in around the other side of the court. Well, our seats were on the other side of the court, not the Sky Dome bleacher side, but the temporary side. So what you used to have to do is when you'd come into the facility is you'd have to walk down the Sky Dome sort of bleacher seats and then onto the floor and around the court. And then eventually, once the usher shooed you up off of the court, like you'd have to go up to your seats. And so the move is always go early before the game. You're allowed, because of where your tickets were, access to the floor. And I would just stand on the floor, and then the security would sort of stop you as the players would run right in front of you, and then you'd walk around the court eventually and then up to your seats. But I mean, over the years, I got to, it was always for me in the world now where it's all Instagram. I'd love to see the pictures that I would have taken next to David Robinson and Patrick Ewing and Manute Bol. Yeah. Like I saw all these giants. Like I'm just 7 foot four, whatever Manute Bol was. I stood 3 feet away from him and just kind of looking up like that. That's a human being. Is that big? That gigantic? And so that was the best part about the seats was the 5 minutes that you got when you came in to kind of stand court level with these guys.
Did you ever choke Latrell Sprewell?
No, I thought about it, but then I thought he's way bigger than me.
You got to do it though, just for the story.
Yeah. So there you go. There's all the hot basketball.
If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I know you do.
Yeah, I meant
you, the listener. If you have no idea, if you're still listening, honestly, what are we, an hour in?
Basketball talk. Yeah, 11 minutes and 50 seconds. I don't know if that's the actual countdown time. What was the name of the coach that it was for? Was it Golden State that he was playing for? Latrell Sprewell when that happened?
I don't know.
I can picture the guy's face. He had a big beard. He was a beardy guy. And
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I used to collect basketball cards. I'm going to find the coach's basketball card. Figure out who that was.
We've hit a new low now.
Who got choked. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. What's going on? Baseball update. That's what everyone's wondering about.
Everyone wants to go from basketball to baseball.
So we played in a tournament last weekend in Switzerland. Went down to Zurich. I think I told you we were heading to Zurich the next day, right?
Yeah.
So we went down. We won both of our prelim games. Got into the final, and so that was good. It faced off against the Swiss national team, which sounds awesome. It's like okay, the Swiss team. How good can they be? But when I say Swiss, it's like they do fly in a bunch of American Div 1 guys. Who, you know, have Swiss grandmothers and thus qualify for a passport.
Okay.
So it's not a bunch of, you know, a bunch of guys with lederhosen on. And so they're not bad. They're pretty good team, but we're a club team, right? Like we're not an all-star team by any means. So we got to the, did you see the link I sent you?
No.
You didn't watch it? Oh, Adam.
Should I have watched it?
Probably should have watched it.
Should I watch it in real time?
No, you can't. Okay. You can go ahead and put it on and I'll let you know what happened. So
okay,
go ahead and click that link.
Yeah.
So we get through, but in order to get to the final, I mean, look, we burned most of our pitching, right?
Yeah.
And so we start our Canadian kid and throws a great game. Not our Canadian, not our ace. He threw the semifinals to get us. He threw a gem. 105 pitches through 9 innings. It was just a complete gem he threw against this American team who had come over. And so we start our Canadian kid, who's actually our catcher, but he can throw. And so he gets through 5 innings or something like that. And by the time we get to the 7th inning, we're tight for pitching. And Sam's dad gets the call.
Okay. Is that you?
That's me.
Okay. Is that how you're known on the team, Sam?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I am known. And so I come in, do all right, you know, end up giving a couple of runs. I get a few ground balls, there's a few errors get made, as happens. We get out of the inning, we're tied. Come in the eighth, and get the first guy to ground out, as you may have already seen. Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm watching the eighth, and first guy grounds out, yep.
First guy grounds out. Next guy up, first pitch. Well, I'll spoil it for you. He hits the longest home run, one of the longest home runs I've ever seen in a game I'm in.
Okay, but you're the pitcher here?
Yeah, I'm throwing.
Okay.
So it turns out they like 71 mile an hour
fastballs
right down the middle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was huge. Yeah. Yeah. It was...
I'm watching it on my phone, so I can't see a close-up of your face, but it looked like you got whiplash when that...
Oh, yeah. I needed a neck brace. I was glad it didn't hit me. That's all I was like, wow, am I glad you didn't just hit it back up the box? Because that was huge. And that's a cavernous field. That's a humongous field. And he hit it essentially... It didn't go over the scoreboard because it was just left of it, but it would have hit the scoreboard, put it that way.
Well, that was a mammoth shot.
Yeah, I gave up 2 that inning, so it's all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it again. Just you go ahead and talk. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, no. It was good. It was good. So the silver lobe, so we ended up losing that game. It gave up a bunch of runs. I mean, in all fairness to me, I did, you know, when the infielder's kicking around like that, that hurts a little bit. Because I don't have that much in my arm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyways, okay. ended up winning the best, somehow won the best fielder award in the tournament because I played first base the rest of the time.
Right.
And, so I posted that photo there. There I am, winning the 25 euro gift certificate for best fielder of the tournament.
It's just a gift certificate for what? Chuck E. Cheese? Or where do you get to use this 25?
No, I bought a neck brace with it. No, it's for some baseball sports store online or something, like some German, Austrian baseball. My son will get new baseball pants from it. That's what'll happen.
Sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And my friends saw this and they commented. They're like, wow, did that guy think it was weird that he was giving that award to a guy older than him? It's like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But then, anyway, I posted a team photo.
You guys look like
you
could be brothers.
Well, I'm the good-looking one, though.
Put that hat on him. It's and yeah. you could do like that, the switcheroo.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I posted a team photo, by the way.
Okay.
You can see there we are. We forgot to pose for a team photo on the field, so we're getting in the van ready to drive home. I said, oh, man, we need a team photo real quick, guys. We hustled out there, and that's the team.
That's a small team.
It was for the road trip. Normally, we run like 18, 20 guys, but I think, what do we have there? 4, 4, 3. Yeah, I think we had 12 guys, one guy taking the pitcher, and yeah, so a little bit short roster.
Right, cool.
But normally, 18 to 20 guys we have. So that's it. And then we had a league game yesterday, a makeup game, a rainout on a holiday. And so, we ended up splitting, which was pretty disastrous. Actually, we were kind of anticipating running the table this year. And that was our goal, 28-0, but, that didn't get too far. We're 3-1.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Lost a tough
start
one.
Start a new streak. Yeah.
5-4. We lost 5-4, two out in the ninth. And, yeah, umpire blew it, to be fair. It completely blew it. The other team even laughed about how bad he blew the game. But can't blame the umpire. You got to win. We had many opportunities to win before that. So the important thing, now this is the takeaway before we get into photo stuff.
Okay.
That was game one of the doubleheader. Game two, we came back and smoked him 11-1, finished it in five innings because of the run spread rule.
Okay.
So that's how you come back after something like that.
Okay. Well, there's the lesson and all that. Question for you. This is photography related and baseball related at the same time. Going to go to the Mariners game this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to sit in center field with my kid and my, with both my kids and my wife, and we're going with another family as well. Pondering cameras. And then last night, I'm like,
iPhone.
That's exactly the conclusion I came to. I'm like, The iPhone does a pretty good job for the couple of snapshots I'm going to take, which is not so much of the game, but just of us being at the game.
Do not photograph the game.
Yeah, no, I had no intention of no point of photographing the game at all, and I wouldn't even if I had an SLR. There's no point to that. Other than sometimes I like to just take like a scenic shot, like just kind of like a seats view shot, and again more for my archives than anything. I'm not on any social media whatsoever at this point. So it's not, none of it's for posting, more of it's for my own archival fun stuff over the years. So I thought I'd probably, get the friends that we're going with to snap a shot of us in the seats and then probably do the same for them. And the end in the iPhone 7 that I have recently acquired, I feel like would more than adequately do this job.
Have you downloaded Adobe Lightroom for that?
Yeah, I do have
it. There you go. Then you can shoot the DNG file, which is essentially raw. You can shoot raw, and then you can bring anything else that you need. 100%. Do not take anything else but your phone.
The video that I've taken, I took a couple of little video clips off of some of the games, the Jack baseball games, and wow, is the video good? Like far better than I can do with the DSLR on the fly. That's for sure. Like if I have the chance to put it on a tripod and I have subjects that are going to stay within a 4-foot radius, then I'll take the DSLR. But as far as just kind of shooting video on the go, which is 99% of the video clips I want to grab, I don't really want to set up a tripod and have them stay in a small radius. The video is fantastic.
The video, the photos, everything is so good that we are really close to just canceling this show because no one needs our help, man.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
However, okay, there's still stuff to be said for DSLRs and other
cameras. Learning the fundamentals of DSLRs only helps improve what you can get out of that other technology. That's what I'm
absolutely
learning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That definitely.
So don't stop listening, people.
Well, I'm assuming you already have.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point. Yeah. Not a big basketball fan. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, because it's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did something actually interesting, but I put like 16 photos in. Here's what we did. In order to promote our team and promote the tournament this weekend, I said, here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to do the Tubingen Hawks photo booth in town. We're going to go to the old town, the few of the guys, and we're just going to approach strangers and say, hey, come get your picture taken. So we're going to do a photo booth with strangers and our guys in uniform.
Okay.
And I'll bring a couple spare uniforms. And hey, you know, basically, essentially, like, so the guys on the team, they're all, besides me and one other guy, you can see in the team picture, there's a guy, camera right, two camera right to me, two guys with the beard. You know, he's my age. And the rest of them are like, you know, 21, 22 years old, right?
Right.
So obviously when we go to town, they just want to go meet girls. That's the plan.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just going to, hey, girls, put these jerseys on, come get a picture with us. That's the plan. And so we did that. We went to town, just said, hey, come pose for a picture. Basically, we're going to post these on Instagram and we want you to come out to the games. And it's slow start. I'll be honest with you. But once it got going, it worked. It was a great experience.
Okay. I'm looking at the photos and they're really good. Again, of course, there's a lot of young females.
Yeah,
That was the target audience. There's the occasional, young fellas. There's no elderly folk in any of these photos.
I think it was a time issue. Like when we went, sort of in the evening and I don't know, they're all in bed watching Matlock, I assume.
Yeah, and, or Golden Girls or something.
Or Das Matlock, I think it is in Germany. this Rex Anwalt Matlock, and that's probably what it's called. It might be Der Rex Anwalt. Anyways, point being, that was kind of who was in town. The weather wasn't great. That was the rub, is that it wasn't great. We're gonna go do this again because the response was fantastic, and people started start sharing the photos, and that's what we wanted, So I brought a flash. I brought a flash in an umbrella and the 50mm lens. Shot with the 5D Mark III. Put it on dual shooting, meaning I'm shooting raw to the CF card and I'm shooting small JPEG to the SD card because I have my SD adapter for the iPhone. And as soon as I'm shooting that photo, I'm shooting one per person. I didn't shoot multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Just shot one. Boom. Upload it. Bam. Right on Instagram. There you go. And so it was sort of a real-time kind of thing. And people loved it.
Yeah, no, the pictures look really great. Forget the fact that, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Cool choice of background, just with the way the old buildings, like this looks like perfect Germany, right? Like in terms of what I've never been to Germany, but if I was visualizing what the backdrop, this looks like the one you'd find at Epcot Center in Florida that depicts Germany.
Right.
Just very... Yeah. Very nice. And it's, you've got it out of focus enough that it's there, but the focus is on the people and everyone looks like they're having fun. Really, really good, good job with a photo booth and on the fly photo booth. I like it. And the light's very evenly balanced. So as much as, you can tell that it's lit, I think that anyone looking at it probably doesn't recognize that it's lit. Just looks like nice photos.
Right. Well, thank you. So check out our Tubingen Hawks, Instagram account. Definitely follow us. And what's actually pretty cool is that when I was posting these, I don't normally run our account. It's somebody else does that. So I kind of stay out of that. But for this day, I had the keys to the Instagram. And so I went on there and I noticed there's actually a number of our listeners' names that I recognize that follow that account. So that's pretty cool. I think that's awesome. If anybody else is out there not following, follow the Tubingen Hawks. Also follow Softball Tubingen. They have a separate account with just the girls. You'll probably want to follow them more than us, I'm assuming. But if I'm going to post, so check them out. All 16 photos are up there on our Instagram account. But if I'm going to post one on our website, which is there one that you would suggest I talk about?
They're all very similar to me. I do like the one where, I mean, it's hard to, because there are a lot of them. There's two players, and then there's two girls in the middle that both kind of have like batting stances and big smiles.
Yep.
That would be kind of like the best of the photos. There's some where there's one where there's a few girls that have the bats and they're looking super intense.
That was their plan.
It doesn't go over for like what I think you're after. But then there's actually three or four that are all very similar to me, where the girls are in the middle, sandwiched around two guys on the outside that are the ball players, and they all have very nice smiles and very kind of relaxed bat poses. So there's probably three that would all be interchangeable to me that you could use.
I'll pick a couple. The one with the three girls in the intense, those girls are all from Canada.
Oh, okay. Don't use that then. I like the ones where there's the three girls with the bats and they're all smiling too. There's one with three bats,
yes,
and then two guys on the outside. I really like that one. Plus it's got the depth of the building. So it's just very cool looking backdrop. And then there's another one where, I mean, I'm probably saying too much, where the girl's holding the baseball straight out, sort of split finger.
Yeah.
And then the girl with the bat. Scenery,
yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And so that's got the similar kind of depth shot with the buildings and looks good as well. So yeah, I mean they're all nice photos, especially considering these are just one shots.
Yeah, absolutely one shots. And we will do this again. The plan is next time, our softball team saw this and said, "Hey, we want to do that." And I said, "Well, yeah, I kind of wanted you to do this that day, actually." But they want to do it now too, and so we'll head out there and do that and Instagram that. So check that out. All right. Photo challenge this month is our May monthly challenge, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers on Instagram. It was evening sky. So we got a number of submissions this week from the listeners, some new people too, people I don't recognize.
Okay. All I care about is Frank Pang.
We'll get to Frank. Just do you want to start with Frank, or do you want to pace yourself?
No, I just want to make sure Frank's in there.
Frank's in there. FP.
Because there's been a cry for more Panger.
Yeah, obviously. No. F Pang got the camera out of mothballs. And
okay, I'm happy. Happy you're back, Frank. I haven't seen your photo, Frank, but I'm giving it an A+ because I'm just happy you're back.
It is good, but that's going to be, like, let's save that for a little ways down the line.
Okay.
All right, so these are in no particular order. This is kind of what Instagram throws up in terms of the order. So first up is Donut Street Meat.
I like it.
I do like it now, but here's the other thing too, is I got very confused by this because Darren, who's posted before, also posted this photo. So I don't know if Darren is Donut Street Meat.
I don't know, but anyone who refers themselves as street meat is good in my books.
Okay, that sounds weird. I might have to bleep. Forget the pretend F word. I might have to bleep that.
Okay, all right.
All right. All right, so this is photo a day number 677. You've taken a photo for almost 2.5 years every day?
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Damn, sunset.
I don't do that.
Is what it says. I went out with some folks from Donut Street Meat to do some sunset photography. Usually do I have to read this? You can just read this, right?
No, you don't have to read it. It's a good photo. Rocks in the foreground really make this, I think. Mm-hmm. The way the sunset comes across the water is cool, but the way it sort of lights up those rocks in the foreground almost kind of has a bit of an HDR feeling, but looks
cool.
Which
he just said he used five photos to blend it.
Oh, okay. Because I was
whatever Lightroom infuses.
It should be the foreground should be darker than it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, it looks very cool.
But even though it did look or my brain figured out something was wrong. I didn't read that. It still looks good.
It's a well done version of that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's obviously we all knew it was the Santa Fe Dam recreation area. No, that's made popular in the movie Young Guns.
Okay.
And did we establish? It's got to be E. Lugo, right?
I I don't know.
Like, I'm assuming it's a dot. Like, it's like, hey, this is my website address, e.at.aol.com or something. That's what I'm going to go
with. Or it could be ed.otlugo.
No, ed.otlugo. No, it's e.dot.
Okay.
It's all e.dot. Right.
We need to settle this.
I'm assuming his middle name is Dorothy and just dot for short.
Sure.
That could be it. Anyway, he just titled his 141 Evening Coast.
Yeah, I it's not exactly a shot of the evening sky. Like, it doesn't sort of fit the, in my mind, what the, PM? What's that? Well, it's just really not of the sky. Maybe Instagram cropped this too much. It's way more of a hill. I would call this Evening Hill. Evening hillside, or it just doesn't seem like that's the subject, right? And I thought, in terms of the challenge, it was this challenge being evening sky. This photo's fine. It just doesn't really seem, in my mind.
If you saw this site like without any tags, you wouldn't think, oh yeah, this is an evening sky photo.
No. And I feel like it's just like the colors are very muted, and I don't know if that's a filter or if just it looks to me a bit overexposed.
Maybe.
But the photo's fine. It's not, even if it was hillside was the challenge, it's not an A in my books. It's
so
fine.
What this is a West Coast. It says West Coast, Pacific Northwest, which kind of tips the scales a little bit for me, because I have an affinity for that region of the world, having grown up there and not been there in a while. And so I know you're going there tomorrow, so maybe you can scope this out for us and find out where this was at. Just drive by, have a look.
Sure, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's on the way to the game tomorrow.
Well, what's your feeling on the picture? Because I mean, I gave you my opinion, but you've
I echo that.
Okay, all
right. It's fine, but I have an affinity for this region, and so I very much like camping there and hiking around there. So, I'm not gonna fall on either side of that. I'm gonna stand on the fence as long as I can.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Listen, next photo.
Okay, Roger Dahlman.
Yeah, is
from Florida.
Okay, this one's terrific.
But he's apologizing for another boat photo. Why are you apologizing?
I like boats, and
I like
this photo,
I like double Evinrudes.
I feel like if you were
Mercury.
If you were someone who had a cottage or a cabin and you wanted a calendar of cottage cabin life photos, this photo deserves to be in that calendar.
Well, this is Florida, and so which is the intercoastal, which I guess means on the inside, the west part. I'm not too sure what that means.
I don't know.
So I'm assuming that generally speaking, if this is Florida, they're actually dumping a body.
Okay, that's true. So that dumping guy, that guy there body is, photo calendars.
That would be a weird calendar. I'm just going by what I know about Florida.
Right.
Florida is not... Okay, enough said.
It's a good photo.
It's a great photo. Great photo. Perfect time of day. Look at the light just reflecting off the ocean there.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's the ocean. They have an ocean in Florida, right?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
You've been to Florida.
Yeah, there's ocean there. It's good.
Yeah. Good place for dumping bodies, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a great time of day. If I can just say anything to take away from this is it's hard to miss at this time of day.
Okay. So yeah.
Just go shoot. Hashtag just go shoot.
Okay.
All right. Next up is Aloha, Mr. Hand from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like this too. It's awesome.
It's hard. Yeah. Why is that?
The perspective is cool. The sun coming in, sort of the gradient in the sky, just the horse's perspective is odd but good, like odd in a good way, just because it's kind of a wide angle, and so that kind of makes the head seem so big in the photo, but it works. And the one horse kind of being over and in shadow, the other one being lit up by the sun and the lens flare, like just all things good. Just really like this, and not a photo that I generally take, but
yeah,
it's when I see it, I'm like, man, that's good. You're scared of
horses, though.
That's true. There was an incident, so
equinophobia, I think they call it.
Yeah,
No, I look at this and I think, hey, wouldn't it be good to be there?
Yeah,
like that's what I think. That must be awesome. And you know what I know from Oklahoma? Nothing. All my knowledge of Oklahoma comes from the movie The Outsiders.
No, I was going to say that's where Big Country played his college basketball, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I'm not sweetening the deal. I actually read the book, The Outsiders, too. It's similar. S.E. Hinton. If she's a listener, then hashtag us. Okay.
Yeah, just good photo. I'm already looking at the next photo though.
Yeah. Okay. Which is, oh, this one's tough because this one you have to go. You actually have to go on. Not you, because you're not going to Adam because you're lazy. But
yeah.
JB Photography from the JW Marriott Cancun Resort and Spa sent an actual time lapse. So as it stands, if you just look at this screen capture now, it's not much of anything. But if you actually play the video, it's much more of nothing.
Okay.
No, it's actually really cool. I'm just joking. It's actually really cool. The fact that somebody submitted a time lapse, that's a lot of effort to do, I think, as far as I know. And that actually does look really cool.
Okay.
So this one's going to be hard to judge based on the first image I captured just to show you.
Okay, but I'm just looking at the still, so I've not seen the video.
Yeah.
So I'm basing this 100% on the still and right. Still good. It's the sky is awesome.
Well, it seems like a place you'd want to be. Were there like 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, a little longer than that, but
okay. But yeah. It's still not even Cancun. Was it Cancun?
No, it was Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah, and all I remember is being sick. So
okay, so very cool. I urge you to check it out on Instagram. That's j.b.photography with an F, like Germans, but phy at the end, like not Germans. So it's a kind of a mix.
Okay, next one.
Next one up is Mike Roskopf. And this one's also cool because he used the method that I discovered in posting like a panorama shot as multiple images that you can scroll through.
Okay. So I'm just looking, you put in two, right?
Yeah, that's the other side of it.
Yeah, it's hard because at first I was just looking at the first image and there's way too much foreground for me.
Yeah, but as a full image,
and then
I'd have to
bridge it together. The second image much better, and I could see how they would fit together, and then evening sky would certainly become more the theme. I still don't think that we need that much foreground, even if that's just to combine two images. There's still too much foreground for me. That's my feeling. Again, it's hard for me to separate it out because my first impression was the first picture, and I was like, yeah. I like the sky. I like the little pier there, or dock, or whatever you want to call it.
That guy's also dumping a body, though. It's getting it's taking a weird turn this month.
It's suspicious, but I really like the sky. I don't need all that foreground.
It works. I've seen this in the actual, again, in the panorama that I discovered. And I say discovered like Columbus discovered America when there's already people there.
Right.
So I know people have already been doing the panorama, but I gave it a name.
Right.
Yeah. The Attridge panorama.
Okay. So the sky is cool. So again,
it is good. Yeah, I like
this one. I'm all good with that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm just gonna say ahead of time, my photo sucks this week. So just every one of these photos so far is better than mine. So I as much as I'm critiquing now, like I completely expect to eat.
Yeah,
no,
you phoned yours in.
Yeah,
I wish you left a message on my answering machine. That would have been less phoned in than your photo.
I really did. I don't even know if we need to talk about mine, but okay. So
oh no, we'll skip over yours.
Let's keep moving.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is Frank Pang Jr.'s. It's Amber. It's his daughter, Amber Lee Pang.
Yeah, who usually outdoes Frank too.
Yeah, and she might again this week. I don't know.
Okay, I haven't seen Frank's yet, but I do like this.
I should have started with hers, with his. Yeah, I like this. I don't know. This is in your neck of the nape, buddy. This is out by the airport.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't even know this eagle. Do you?
I don't either. But it looks cool. But maybe
I'm going to need in the next 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I think is that enough time? I'm going to need you to just. Okay, next 4 weeks, I need you to grab a selfie in front of this eagle just to show us that you do know where this is.
Okay, all right.
Is that by the airport?
That's a long shot, but well, yeah, sure. Give me 6 months.
Okay, by Christmas.
Yeah.
by Remembrance Day of this year.
Sure.
I'll be in town then, so you and I will go snap a selfie together.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. What do you think of this?
I told you, I love it. I love the lens flare. I love, you know, there's, to me, this is the right amount of foreground, cool silhouette, good sky. Again, the sky definitely is the subject. I mean, yeah, the eagle is the subject as well, but the sky plays heavily into this shot, and I really, really like it.
And she exposed for it too, which is nice, because this isn't sunset. You can see there's a little bit of real estate the sun has to cover before it dips below the horizon down there. But she exposed very well for this. Like it is really dark in the foreground, but it's okay because of the silhouette effect of the eagle and the fact that she chose the angle with the two wings are visible. Like mm-hmm. if she were to kind of come around the side, then the wings would blend in.
Yeah, no, it's just, I totally agree. Yeah, the silhouette's really, really well done.
Yeah, so...
Good job, great. Amber. Love Frank, big shoes to fill here, buddy.
Yeah. But before that, we have the Donkey Lasher.
Also really good.
It is. This is great. But I think I'm going to go ahead and say I've not seen him before. This must be a first time poster, as far as I can tell. And if you're not, I apologize. I don't know where Hard Draw is. I'm assuming that's got to be up north in the UK.
You're asking the wrong person, man.
Yeah, because this to me is like, all right, well, this is where they filmed Skyfall.
Sure.
The James Bond movie, right?
I've seen it, but it doesn't, that reference doesn't instantly, you know, drop a visual painting for me. So.
I had no clue. I'm just Googled it, and guess what? Once again, in the in standard me, I'm right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I enjoy being? Right. Yeah. Now, it's not necessarily, it doesn't look like it is necessarily in the north exactly, but it's telling me, are we up by Leeds? Where are we here?
It doesn't matter.
It matters if you're from there.
Okay. All right.
So you're kind of in the middle. It looks like it's up by Leeds, north of Manchester, north of Sheffield.
It's black and white for those listening at home. It's
the
awesome.
Full Monty. The Full Monty was set in Sheffield.
It's great use of light.
So this is north of that.
It's perfectly exposed and balancing lights and darks. It's the only black and white one we've seen so far, right? It's the first black and white.
Yeah, I'm not even listening to you right now. I'm still Googling where this place
so
is.
So good. It's so good. Yeah. There's almost like that feeling of film, like it's got like that grain to it that makes me think that like, oh, this could be taken on film.
Okay, so it says up in Yorkshire Dales National Park.
We're having two different conversations.
And then no, that's where this is set. This is where this was taken, as I understand it. The Yorkshire. Yeah. Now, have like you ever seen that movie? Like, have you ever seen? Yeah, the pudding. Have you ever seen that movie Red Riding? There's a 3-part series.
No.
Of.
No, I have not.
Okay, check it out. Check it out. Probably not the best history of this area, but it's, you know, great. Spider-Man's in it.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Back to the photo. Love it. I love how the clouds are darkening. I'm assuming it's the clouds are darkening that hillside. This is pretty awesome and scary and great.
Mm-hmm. I 100% on all of those things.
I also want to give full credit to other contributor Mike Roskop for making fun of him for complaining when I have to go to the fry bad when it's cold and wet.
Right.
So I don't know if he's making fun of me or making fun of him, but either way, I love the crossover.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, next up, the moment you've all been waiting for.
FP. Hangarang.
FP, Siebert and Neunzig.
I really like this photo.
This is good. This is the Annecy Island Bridge. What do you call it? What's the name of it?
I don't know.
It's up by Annecy Island, right?
Are you sure?
No, but that's what it looks like the span, like the
this looks like the
Alex,
bridge
Alex
going
Fraser.
In, yeah, this going into New West.
Yeah, that's Annecy Island. It was originally called the Annecy Island when they built it, and then it became the Alex Fraser.
Okay, so yeah, that's how I know it, and I'm guessing because this is on my drive home or to work, but this is the time of day where I would drive home from work, and so this one speaks to me because I do this drive. Yeah. And go right by this bridge. And the funny thing is, there's nowhere to stop here. There's no place to stop. I've been through on this drive so many times where I thought, I'd really like to snap this shot. Beautiful time of day. I'd love to kind of pull over. There's like, you're taking your life into
Panger
your hands.
Panger sorted it out though, didn't he?
Oh, he risked his life to take this photo. So even more so, because I have not ever been brave enough to try to pull over to take this photo, because really, you're really taking your life into your hands to do this. So the fact that he did this even ups the ante on this one. Really nice sky.
Right, because they built a new road out there, didn't they?
This is called the perimeter road, like the highway.
Right. 17 back when I used to drive out here to play hockey out at, what was the ice center out there?
There's lots.
Whatever. I play out there. Anyways, I used to drive out the back Harlow Road, man, and it was nobody. It's a dirt patch.
They've made this road where there's really no pullout spots, so it's a pretty treacherous place to get a blowout or try to have car trouble. Mm. So yeah, the fact that he got this shot is great, and love the perspective, love the time of day. Like I say, I've seen this visual 1,000 times. And he captured it great. So good job, Panger. You're back on top. I think it's a pretty dead heat this week between you and your understanding.
Yeah, there. But given the degree of difficulty, I'm Panger assuming wins. he was standing up in the sunroof of a limo taking this. So I'm gonna go ahead and give Dad the edge on this.
Panger the win. Okay, Panger the win.
All right, but between the two.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up, R.S. Bartlett. This is from the Adirondacks.
I love this.
Yeah, this is great. This is so good. It is like the painting. And also, ironically, isn't Adirondack, don't they make like the best pencil crayons?
Sure. And the perspective like of the road and the
mist. Look at the mist.
It's so good. So good.
Look at the road.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't even care for square crops normally. I don't know what Instagram is thinking. And this is so good. The road right where it is, do that little right-hand turn, and not even good.
Yeah, it works so well here. The colors in the trees, like honestly, R.S. Bartlett, I want to listen to your podcast.
Well, let's not get silly. You don't even listen to this podcast.
That's how good this is. Is
the RS only way Bartlett it could be podcast. Better, and this is, I know this is a deep cut reference and it'll come out of nowhere. The only way it could be better is if in the foreground on that road was a 63 split Corvette.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would not, I'm just saying it would not hurt the image.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do not know R.S. Bartlett, so if he responds with, oh my God, my dad used to have one and he sold it. That would kind of blow my mind. Awesome. Great. Love the colors in the sky.
Love the trees. The trees have so much, like, I don't know, life. It's so great. The mountains, everything. There's a little, looks like a little, is that a lake back there? I mean, there's a little body of water, it looks like, back in the middle. Like,
I don't even know where the Adirondacks are.
I don't know, but I want to go there.
I'm assuming they're in Florida.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah, right, I'm assuming somewhere in the trees there, someone's dumping a body, though, given the theme this week.
All right. Still, I mean, it's great, but let's be honest, Frank Pang.
Mm. Okay. All right. All right. Next up is, I'm going to say Papa San Jr. from the Turks and Caicos Islands. Have you been there?
No.
Nah, me neither. Fun fact, I had a job offer there a couple of years ago to go do some freelance work, but money wasn't good enough. Like it wasn't even like it was like, oh my God, I'm holding out for more. It just wasn't. I did not want to go by myself and I wanted to bring the family, and the money just wasn't right. And so I had to say no, unfortunately, which would have been a cool job. The job would have led nowhere, I'll be honest with you, but it would have been cool to be. So a number of years ago, or even now, Turks and Caicos, which is a cool island if you're a celebrity, apparently.
Okay.
They applied, they would like to be a Canadian protectorate, which means that you could just pop on down there at any time, and I think you get to keep sand. I don't know how that works. It'd be a good thing for Canada. It'd be part of Canada. And then Canada said no. So thanks a lot, Trudeau. Thanks for blowing that one.
Cool.
Hashtag it wasn't Trudeau, but let's just...
Sure, let's blame Trudeau. Hashtag blame Trudeau.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is Turks and Caicos. This is Kaya at the pool, evening sky photo challenge. This looks really cool.
It does look cool. Do you think it's flash or is it bounce or what's going on? How does that kid lit up?
I'm assuming that there's some actual bounce off of a building or something. That would be my guess.
Yeah, because there is some kind of structure in the foreground that looks like it would be white and would bounce some light back. So if there was something, like if the photographer is like crouched and right behind them is a big white wall, I could see this being natural light and just bounce from the wall. But either way, good. It's good.
Yeah, very cool. And again, it sounds to me like I've not said the word Papasan Jr. out loud in my life, so I'm assuming this is a new contributor.
Okay, I like that.
So welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Papasan.
Good first start, too. I love the colors, love the kind of golden tones playing off against the blue of the pool. That's pretty awesome. And if I do get a second job offer, I'll come and look you up. So whether you want me to or not. All right, David R. Now, this is David. I ignored him last week, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, so good. You're in here. Actually, that's not true. I might not. It might have been somebody. I forget now. I forget who I ignore. I'm ignoring who I ignored. That stings. So David R. Wilkinson, this is from Stonysford, Lisburn, UK. This one is UK, it says. Evening sky. And he gets a dig at me in there too, which is nice. Did you read it?
Exivoku, that's dirty. That's dirty. Yeah,
I'm okay with it. Later on in the comments.
Don't, that's like the word that shall not be spoken.
Well, later on in the comments, there is made reference to it. Like, hey, I wonder if Alan reads the comments, and someone actually liked the Exivoku, and it's not coming back. Don't worry.
Oh, I can't believe you said that word again. It's just, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's,
oh my God, it's like someone just kicked me in the groin.
Okay. Hey, can we hear some more basketball stories?
Don't say it again.
Tell me some more stories about that one time you sat courtside when David Robinson was taking free throws.
He was on a stationary bike.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Trying to work out the lactic acid. He was trying to
get the lactic acid out of there. You don't want that.
It's a good photo. I can't describe it, but it's off-putting and scary to me.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's just the weird sky that shouldn't. The sky should not look like that.
This is Loch Ness, don't you?
Yeah, it scares me. And I like, generally speaking, like I want the sky to be pretty and beautiful. And this has elements that are pretty with elements that are just like the end of the world.
Oh, the fin du monde. That's what we call it.
Yeah, but it is a cool looking photo for sure.
I love that the sky and the reflection are like the same exact color and exposure.
Mm-hmm. That's part of why it's spooky. I feel like there's a, well, we'll take it back to last week. There's a bit of a wormhole going on here.
Right.
Is that how wormholes work? Yeah.
No, you have no idea about science. Yeah.
Okay, good photo. Next one.
Next one up. This one might be my favorite, actually.
Oh, this is long exposure. This is taking it back to the early days.
Yeah, this is Bob Bernal Jr., another junior, second junior of the day. Next time I would like it if Ken Griffey Jr. would submit.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool. Or Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know if he's still alive, but if he is, the Candyman, you're welcome on this show. So this is the Los Angeles skyline. Obviously, so this is a Thursday. We knew that.
Dodger Stadium. I love it.
Where's Dodger Stadium?
The Stadium Way. Dodger Stadium, quarter mile or whatever it says in the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. That part I see. Yeah. So, well, Chavez. I know it's Chavez Ravine, but... I was just big leaguing you there. I don't know why I was doing it.
You're a jerk.
Bit of a jerk. You've been to Dodger Stadium, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's picture. I got a picture. Lisa and I were pre-kids sitting in Dodger Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. Last time I was there, I was sitting in the bleachers in center field and the guy came out to sing the national anthem. It was Robert Guillaume from Benson.
Great.
Weird. I know. still better than your NBA story.
No.
We'll see. Anyway, I love this. I love the mix of the street lights with the tail lights and the headlights, kind of the motion, the long exposure blur, and the city just looks so close. It's just looming in there, like it's fantastic. sky, the colors of the sky, the little star effect on the light. Is that from Dodger Stadium? Probably.
Yeah, probably. I would agree. Yeah.
Could be. And so overall, really great. This is a tough exposure to balance, and with all the lights on the highway, the freeway signs, and well done.
Mm-hmm. Very well done.
Yeah. All right. Last up is another new one. You go ahead and say his name.
This is a tough one. Joe.
It's a tough one. No, it's got Joachim Hermans.
I'm going to say Joe, and then Cem Hereneman.
He goes by Joe because he works in a company that has international offices. So this guy, he's from Belgium, which at first I read this. I don't speak Belgish, and so I thought it was Dutch, which it might be. If it's not Dutch, it's a version of Dutch. The Schoenheid, the rest of it. I'm not super good with Dutch. But it looked to me like Dutch, and they're very close to the Netherlands, etc. So I'm assuming when he goes by, he probably works for Epson, for example, let's assume, and they have international. And so when he goes to the conferences, he introduces himself as Joe to save the hassle that we're going through right now.
Right. Okay.
Are you still there, Adam?
I'm not sure. I was listening, and then I stopped listening, and now I'm listening again.
All right. Awesome. Okay.
I love the photo.
Step four.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but what if? What if? What if? What if you bring the bottom crop up to just below the little river there?
Agreed.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Other than that, like as all that marshlands there, all I see is somebody dumping a body.
Yeah, that's right. No, but I mean, if we're going sky alone. This is the coolest, greatest sky ever. Like this is
the best sky so far this month.
Yeah, it's so good. Sky's so good, and you know the silhouette of the with the smoke. It's just so good, so good. I do like the Adirondack photo. I think I'm going to call the Adirondack photo my overall favorite photo. Right. But if we're going sky, if we're basically taking sky as the key element in the photo, this is the best sky.
Yeah, this is definitely the blues, the mixed with oranges, the oranges is my favorite. And fact that it's not even a straight line, like it's got the horizon straight, yet the blues and the orange kind of come in at an angle. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Let's not even talk about my photo.
Let's start with yours.
We're running short on time and it doesn't deserve the time.
No, we have plenty of time. where is yours? Okay.
I titled it, "This Sucks." Yeah, did you get it?
Yeah, I see yours. No. This I actually you didn't title it that. I actually did title it that. This sucks. it's
so
it
bad.
It exists.
It's so bad.
So what happened to with May? It just did. It got away on you.
It just got away on me, and then it was like, oh no! Tonight is the last night to shoot a photo.
Yeah.
That I can do this, and we were at the ball field, end of practice. And then I thought, okay, then this is when it's going to be.
I'll just spike myself.
It wasn't quite late enough, but there's no excuse. This sucks. Yeah. I'm embarrassed.
This photo answers the question. What if I dropped my camera and it took a picture by itself?
It's so bad. And you know what? And then I didn't even really chimp it or anything. I'm like. This is how low I am right now.
Yeah, on this photo. It's a walk-off strikeout looking.
I'm looking at it going just like, there's no excuse. I cannot excuse this. And I don't have a better backup. I just didn't take the photo. I kept seeing evening skies and going, oh, that looks good. And then just kind of like putting it off.
Yeah.
This is not studying for the exam and then just kind of showing up for the test and going, you know what? Yeah. I can get away on
Spanish.
Yeah, I can figure something out. I can work this out. And
yeah,
it's a horrible photo. No one look at this. It's hideous.
I think you're inviting people to look now because of that. I don't know why I'm piling on. It's not like I hit it out of the park. That's
the thing. Let's look at yours.
Well, part of this, like less of this was my fault because we had, like I've talked about it all month. Like we have had the worst May in the history of Mays.
And, like, I don't have that excuse. We've had so many good skies.
It's not an excuse. It's legit happened. Like, we had nothing. Like, it was just pouring rain. There was no evening. I thought, oh, May is going to be wonderful. Oh, great. You know, April showers bring May flowers, but that did not happen. And so it got late. And so every week I'd put it off and say, okay, we'll get good weather next week. And it finally came down to it where I was like, all right, well, Thursday, yesterday, I have to drive to Neuenberg, which is like 2.5 hour drive, and then play a doubleheader and then drive home. So I won't be home before it's dark. But it turns out I did. So I'm going to submit. I submitted a evening sky, which ironically is better than yours, I think.
Oh, yours is way better than
mine. No, the Audubon, not my daughter, the Audubon
one.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Even the Audubon one.
Yeah, that one's still way better than mine.
That's my iPhone shooting with Lightroom DNG on the iPhone on the Audubon at 170 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, it's if we're rating it on a 10-point scale, one being the worst and 10 being the best, mine's a one. Like, I can't think of a way to take a worse photo.
Yeah.
Yours is a six.
Well, it's lower than that. It's not good.
Five.
But you get the danger factor of we're going 170 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, no, yours is a five. I would say a five. Like it's but it's so much better than mine. It's 5,000 times better than mine. So bad.
But this is just sort of east of the Black Forest, and it's I don't know, like the road, the
But that's A81. Not your photo. That's not the one we're going.
That's not the one. But this is the A81 where all the guys from Switzerland go rent cars and race. Like, they like to race the stretch for some reason. So I'll be going along. So, you know, we'll be in the van doing 170. 170, and that's not the, like, that we're not passing tons of people. So, like, right. I'll pass some people, like I'll pass like cyclists and stuff, but I'll be going by people, and then I have to get back in the right lane because some guy in a Porsche is like, well, he's doing 210, so look out. And that's not even fast. Like, there's people who legit do 260. That's excessive, right?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Anyway, so that one, my backup was shot at 170K. The other one was shot at zero, but. So it was the night before. I was like, oh my God, the evening sky. It wasn't cooperating exactly. So I shot it. And the one that says, Alan, too much. That's the one I was submitting.
Okay.
Okay, so that was
how
the
many
one.
How many do I have to look at? Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're really not in a position to judge.
Too much.
So this is the one.
The too much one is the one?
Well, no. That's the backup. But I want to know what you think of it first. Is it
the too much one is still a million times better than my photo.
Let's not make this about you. Okay. What we're looking at here is
comparing the two photos. The one that is the not too much one, the one that's just your submission, is a much better photo.
Is a much better photo. So I had a decent evening sky with the sun kind of poking between clouds, but my daughter was getting cold, and the sun just would, like, if the sun had come out, it would have hit some very hard light on her. I could have exposed much darker and the sky would have looked really natural. It just wouldn't happen. The sun wouldn't come out. She was freezing. We're at the end of our time window. And so I said, okay, I'm going to snap this, and then I'm going to work my mojo in the post. And so there's some dodging, there was some burning, there was some, what do you call it? Not saturation, but the other one. And what do you call that one? Other
luminescence slider.
Not the luminance. There was some luminance involved. There was the whatever. Anyways, okay. I jazzed around with it a little bit, showed it to my wife. I was all proud, and she just said, too much. It's too much. So I went back. That was my submission, and then I went back and said, "Okay, I'm going to dial it down and just kind of give it the, just kind of blah, like just kind of desaturate the entire photo, but specifically the sky."
You talking about what you did is five times more time than I spent on my photo, unfortunately.
Yeah, I also spent five times more on my photo.
Right.
So. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying now.
You just talked about your photo longer than I spent on my phone.
Took it. Now I understand that. You're right. So so overall, what do you, is the other one too much, or like what is it that
it's all like say? It's I'm looking at both of them, and so in comparison, if I had only seen the first one, I'd really like it. But now seeing them side by side, I do like the one that you kind of just kind of brought it back down to something a little bit more natural looking.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like the ultimate submission, which, where the sky is not as deep and as dark and the clouds, and it all looks very real and it's soft light and her color stands out and just, yeah, really well done. In fact, I pulled up these photos just before my kids went to school. My Jack was in the room with me. His reaction was like, wow, that's a really great photo. So you got the Jack seal of approval, but he doesn't know dick about photography. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's the way to qualify it. Yeah. Yeah. He wears a life helmet and Velcro shoes, but what do you even say? What do you say?
Yeah.
No offense to Natalie Portman in that movie where she wore a life helmet.
Okay.
What was that one called? Garden State.
That's right. I saw that. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for stepping on those toes. All right. Thanks to everybody for posting this month.
No one's listening anymore. It's like 4 hours. We've been going
Frank Pang is still listening.
Yeah.
Hoping we're going to mention him again. It's only an hour six, which is actually surprising considering how long we went on about tall guys.
Yeah.
So the challenge for next month, I thought I would zig a little bit. And in fact, somebody already submitted one, ironically enough. Photos of a Dodger Stadium sign. That's the next month's challenge. No, for June. June's monthly challenge is Black and White Summer.
Black and White Summer. Feel like I can't do worse than I did this month.
Oh, no. You could forget to phone in for the show. That would be technically a tie. Technically. Yeah. Yeah.
See, I did it more for fodder for the show. Like, I feel in a while, you just have to completely lay an egg so that you can, you know, basically show that you're real. Like, I'm a real person. Sometimes, I'm not just a photo-making machine.
No, I know. Sometimes in the middle of a game where we're winning by a lot, I'll steal second base, but I'll just slide 45 feet in. Just halfway, I'll slide and just sit there and pretend I peed myself. That's essentially what you did.
Okay. That's a good analogy.
Did he pee himself? It's like, that may have been water. No, he peed himself. That was definitely what happened there. So, Black and White Summer, because we think of summer, we think of colors, but let's make it a challenge. It's right there in the name. June monthly challenge, Black and White Summer, hashtag that, Two Hosers monthly challenge, or hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram, and we'll check that out. But next week, we're going to zag from that zig, Adam.
Okay.
Our challenge next week is dominant color. Ooh. I don't care. You choose what color, man.
All right. I like it.
But I should look at it, and I should know what the dominant color is.
Okay. All right. Done. Yeah. I can do
like
this.
This month, I was like, oh, the dominant color is I suck.
Right. You know what? This is how I look at life, is that, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect. I just like everyone else, I make mistakes, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to internalize what I did wrong here, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to do better. That's what I'm going to do. My pledge. That's my pledge. That's my pledge. I'm going to do better.
All right.
All right.
All right. And you, Frank Pang?
Yeah.
No, he won this week, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Amber Lee.
Step your game up.
We're looking at you. Yeah. We're looking at you. All right, websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just over-talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.